They held a buyback, and a gun show broke out. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There was a gun buyback over the weekend in Seattle. Hundreds of weapons turned in, including three street sweeper shotguns, which impressed the mayor.
I think just looking at the name, street sweeper, says it all. That's not used for hunting deer.
And in return, the police handed out Amazon.com gift cards. But it wasn't just the police that were buying. Private buyers showed up too, tempting the citizenry with cold hard cash.
I'm going to sell to whoever gives me the most money. Wouldn't you?
For the guntrepreneurs, buyback programs are a great opportunity. A large gathering of law-abiding gun owners ready to dump their weapons and probably having no idea what their guns are worth on the open market. And the same thing has happened over the years at buybacks in Detroit, Cleveland, Tucson, Dallas, Austin. Private buyers turning police buybacks into a demonstration of the gun show loophole. In fact, at an Austin gun buyback 2 years ago, a group called Texans for Accountable Government took it a step further.
And rather than destroying them like the Austin Police Department plans to do, we're going to put them in the hands of peaceful, law-abiding citizens who are in need of firearms who potentially can't afford them themselves.
They would give the guns to poor people because they think buybacks are ridiculous.
Makes about as much sense as turning your beer to reduce DWI.
Which would mean that a better way to reduce drunk driving would be to hand out free beer? I'll have to think that one through. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.